This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Cooperatives have long been an integral component of the production ag system and the agricultural economy. Today, that role remains and is rapidly evolving as precision agriculture, technology, and new entrants like biologicals and biostimulants become increasingly important in the pursuit of farm profitability and yield. Today's guest is on the forefront of innovation, leading strategy for one of the largest cooperatives in the Midwest. Welcome Phil Brewer, Chief Strategy Officer of CoAlliance. Phil, welcome to Ag Bioscience.
Thanks, Mitch, and really glad to be here and share some of the cooperative experience that I've had over the years.
I am eager to dig in. Phil, CoAlliance really become a powerhouse across the Midwest, more than 80 locations. Before we dig into the role you and your team are serving to advance innovation to serve farmers, we have to learn more about you and your journey. You've led agronomy operations, you're an innovator. Share more about your story and the work you're leading at CoAlliance.
Yeah, well, thanks. Certainly getting into the agricultural business was not born into it, stepped into it. Family moved out to the country. Dad wanted to get us to work a little bit. And that was my first acclimation into the agricultural business. So I was able to work on a small family seed farm where I grew up. And then as I moved into my college career, didn't think that I was going to be able to come back into that space, but still had it in the back of my mind. I was fortunate enough to work with a cattle operation up in the area that I was at college. And then upon completing my classroom studies there, was starting to look for jobs and opportunities. And I had a practicum to do. And the person that had the farm was a rather successful business individual and said, hey, what's your practicum? I told him. He said, why don't we make it a reality? I was like, oh, shoot, I just want to get done, you know? So I spent a year and a half working on that project for Taylor University is where I went to school. And during that time, I was able to manage his cattle farm. So that was my first touch into really getting into agriculture, and through that, connected with the local co-op. And then upon completing that project, went down to the local co-op. It was in the spring of the year. Said, hey, I'm leaving. Here's who's going to take the place. And they said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm interviewing, looking for some other jobs. Well, guess what? It's spring in the co-op. They need help.
Absolutely.
And that was all it took. I started there, moved into sales, and then moved into branch management at another cooperative. And then that cooperative is now part of CoAlliance through its growth over the years. And then had the opportunity for most of my career to manage the agronomy division. In the last 3 years, we've transitioned and had some successional changes at our leadership and moved into the strategy role there for the organization. So that's how I got here. I love it. It's been a great, great career. And as close as I could get to the farming without actually being a farmer.
That's fascinating. Phil, it's fascinating. When you look at CoAlliance, I mean, really, to your point, has grown a ton. Now one of the largest cooperatives in the Midwest, roots dating back to more than 100 years. Share more about what CoAlliance does, the products and services you have.
Yeah, so CoAlliance is led by Kevin Still as our present CEO. And one of the things I always like to share is you know, a lot of mission statements are big and wordy, and I think it exemplifies what CoAlliance is really about. And it's Kevin wants to keep it really simple so that everybody can capture that mission, and it's lead, grow, give, remember. So we want to
grow, give, remember.
Yeah. Awesome. So we want to lead with our people and technologies. We want to grow profitably. We want to give back to the local communities. And we want to remember we are a cooperative. So that's really the core of what we do at CoAlliance. We have four divisions, revenue producing divisions, our energy division, liquid fuels, propane. A lot of that liquid fuels is migrating into the commercial businesses, municipalities, schools, as well as the farming business. Propane, it, obviously, with the advances in technologies and traits, the drier gases are not as well utilized anymore. So a huge home heat propane business and very proud to support those suburban and rural communities with the energy needs that they have. Then we have our agronomy division. We service about 4.5 million acres of row crops across three states, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio. And it's not just products. It's also a significant amount of services, both in logistics and application, but then also ag tech services around the innovation side of our business. We have 11 grain elevators. Five of those are rail loading. They service certainly the food processing, but then also the animal feed business, both large and commercial animal, but also we have a companion food animal business that we service as well. So that's those three. And then the final one is really kind of cool. We're involved with our animal swine division. And the really cool thing about that model is it enables us to partner with our growers and to work with them in a collaborative way to have them raise the pigs. We own the pigs, feed the pigs. And it's really a nice way to enable an operation to add that more revenue and then also bring a family member back to that family farm. And the last thing I'd be remiss not to mention is it's not the revenue generating side of our business, but our support teams. And that has expanded tremendously. And we've in-housed great experts in our legal, credit, talent development's huge, our safety teams, certainly our marketing group. And then we just added last year a director of sustainability. So that's what really makes up Co-Alliance. And you have those four core divisions, and then that support staff is helping to support and enable those folks to do their work in the field and interface with the customers. So that's our company, and that's what we do.
I love it. And you talked, Phil, about these four revenue producing different divisions of the company. You're serving farmers across multiple states, really farms of all sizes, all types, different customers. Really positions you at a place, positions Co-Alliance in a place to identify trends, to be that trusted advisor to producers. Give us a sense. What are you seeing across customers here in the Midwest, specifically as it relates to innovation?
Yeah, so it's obviously there's been a tremendous surge in opportunities, and innovation has always been part of agriculture when you back over the decades that it's been in place. But I think today the thing that's really, we was talking to somebody the other day, and it's not that, it's the speed of innovation and the number of opportunities you need to evaluate in really short periods of time. So, you know, as we move forward and as we look at that, you know, how are we positioning ourselves as a cooperative to support that speed, to support the number of different things to evaluate, and then the services provided, as I just mentioned. I mean, it's our safety team, for example, you know, it was started initially around that focus in the field or with our teams. Now we offer services to our communities, our credit, our ag tech. Another area that's really kind of changed and evolved is in how we have been working with is, I heard somebody a couple weeks ago mentioning that in the rural communities, between the farmers and the ag businesses, we are the biggest employers in many of those communities. And we take that to heart. And so we have three key pillars in our cooperative, and it's around supporting the rural communities in which we live and serve. And we do that in various ways. Certainly employees are embedded in different roles, both elective roles, but then also serving on the rural fire departments. And then we have another area around youth development. That's, you know, how do we continue to encourage that activity and engagement in the ag biosciences space, right? And how can we play a role? Certainly FFA, 4-H, but then also starting to look at other areas, because as we all know, there's fewer and fewer folks directly engaged, but there is a big wide open space in this ag biosciences world. And then the last area and the last key area is around food hunger. And I know you've just had some folks recently talk about, it's really interesting, the Hatch came up. And Co-Alliance is really cool. So April 1st, we launched an internal program. And it's really kind of cool. It's an employee-led, employee-driven. And so an employee has an opportunity to opt in to make a payroll deduction.
Okay.
And then that then is matched wholly by Co-Alliance. And then that is then matched by one of our regional cooperative partners. So it's really multiplying that opportunity. And then we're going back out to those same employees and saying, those rural communities have needs and help and support. Nominate one of those local food banks or churches or folks that are engaged in this food hunger aspect. And so really excited about that one. And it just kicked off. So it's kind of timely to be here today with this conversation. And another thing that we also participate in that's new, different, is our swine division works with a million meals program.
Sure.
Through our Indiana Pork Checkoff. It's a voluntary checkoff. And through that, we donate an additional $30,000 to provide, as the hatch folks are talking about, that quality protein. And so that's really what's kind of really changed is how are we able to embed ourselves in our communities, enable and help our growers minimize the risk that they take by evaluating and supporting them, and then that whole innovation space and speed at which we need to evaluate and move. So
Phil, it's incredible. The work that you're doing, I think so many folks, one, may not even be familiar with cooperatives, but now as they're learning more about this, this is more than simply just connecting supply and demand. This is more than being that trusted advisor. It's a really important role. This is about being a catalyst to the community.
Absolutely. And then, and that's, you know, we like to say at Co-Alliance that we really keep our money very local, and everything that we do, you know, we pay our taxes, we reinvest in our local communities through our businesses, and then we give back to the owners. And that's then enables that whole local network to continue to thrive and grow. And that's what we're focused on.
And to be specific, owners in a cooperative are your customers.
Absolutely. It's a unique business model, but it's an awesome business model because you're in tune to where they're headed, what they're doing. And then they in turn help you drive that business forward.
It's incredible. And right now, a really challenging environment. It's been a challenging environment for production agriculture. Input costs up, inflation higher than certainly desired. How are you and your team working with those customers, working with farmers across the Midwest to really help them think about innovation in the role of driving net farm income?
Yeah, that's there's a lot to unbundle in that statement. So I'll just try to kind of pick a couple of areas that we're focused on. But I would say that one of the big areas in is that data-driven insights that then enable us to manage risk better. So how are we doing that? We have a platform called Co-Alliance Connect. It's powered with one of our software partners out there, and it enables us to connect real time with our growers. Yes, it's new. It's just been launched a year or so ago, but it allows us that real time interactivity, certainly financial transactional thing, but then also enables them to have access to planning and interacting with our sales teams and our professionals in the field. When it comes to in seasons, you can get that scouting and all of that information. So again, we talked about that speed of things. And so that innovation is helping us to manage some of that risk, drive efficiencies and decision-making in the operation. And then I think the other thing that we were really kind of seeing as a transition is into that whole area of plant health, soil health, and biological space, yes, as you mentioned at the beginning. It's a system approach to farming, certainly. The fertilities, the seeds and technologies, the nutrients, the crop protection products, but then also you start to get into that biome that they exist in. And how does that participate? And we're seeing a big shift and change as we move forward and really trying to utilize those to help continue that innovation in increasing and enhancing both quality, yield, and in the products that we provide. So, and tying that together, I mean, you're looking at systems of being able to take those grains, put them into specific needs around whether it's a food processing, companion pet food, or livestock feed, right?
That's a system of systems.
Absolutely. It's all interconnected.
Phil, I want to dig into one of the challenges that we continue to hear from producers, from the economy at large, or people, right? Labor, just having enough people to actually get work done. And we've seen big moves in agriculture, certainly from the equipment companies. John Deere has made a move around autonomy, as has Case. We've seen dozens if not hundreds, of ag tech startups focused on driverless technologies, really focused on how do we solve the labor challenge. As you look at your position as a cooperative and ag retailer, what role do you see in really helping producers, farmers, solving some of these labor challenges, but challenges at large?
Yeah, so that's interesting. It has been really, we started quite some time ago in the precision space with, it started out in that fertility network, and we've continued to enhance and evolve that. But really here in the last 5 to 7 years, the autonomous and equipment innovations have sped. So CoAlliance this year, we're going to be working with one of those large manufacturers to actually take one of those big unit sprayers and operate it in the field fully autonomously.
Oh, wow. So that, will we be there? Phil, can I come see it?
I don't even know if they're going to let me come see it, you know? It's one of those Area 51 projects, I believe. But we're really fortunate to have partnered with them on that. Working through a lot of logistics. Obviously, we're not going to be going down the road yet, right? You know? But how can we start to test and innovate? Another area, another smaller company that's in place, that's actually an Indiana company, we're going to be having two of the robotic systems that they have, solar-powered. Certainly, they have a boom for spraying, but in that spraying, it's not just blanket broadcast. Right. It's actually sensors and recognitions to be able to see and spray what's not supposed to be there. So we see that as a really transformative technology, because not only are they out there doing that, but you can attach a lot of other sensors, right, that could detect fungal or disease or insects. And that's going to really be... I see that as an opportunity to really address some of these labor concerns, some of the labor constraints that we're having. And it's not that we are going to need less labor. We just can't find enough of it. And so how do we take some of these tasks that are repeatable, can autonomously manage those, and then migrate other people into more purposeful roles, right?
It's incredible. And I think such an important role for a cooperative and ag retailer to play, because you do sit across so many acres and you can see it.
Yeah. And I think the other thing I'd tack onto that too is with our size and ability to do that, we can also begin to vet some of these things, right, on behalf of our owners, so that not everybody's having to take some of that risk, you know? And so that cumulative cooperative mindset enables us to help evaluate, to help push forward. So
I love it. All right, Phil, we have time for one more question. Yeah. And this is really you're the key executive at CoAlliance, really trying to think about the future and focused on strategy. What do you see on the horizon? What do you see on the horizon for CoAlliance? And how do you see the role of the organization continuing to evolve to meet the needs of your customers, the farmers that are the owners?
Yeah, and there again, a loaded question, right? We could talk about a lot of different things, but a few areas that, you know, one aggregately that jumps up at me is, how do we really begin to lower that risk, drive efficiencies that allow our customers to maintain or increase or drive their overall ROI? Certainly, we've talked a little bit about automation, autonomous, robotics, but then also around data. And, you know, it's not just digitizing data, right? We've been digitizing data for years. It's how do we collate and coalesce that into value-added decision-making processes? And we're working on that with our data warehousing, because there's a lot of data coming from various different places. So a lot of cleaning and scrubbing to then properly use, to then integrate into our field staff and the teams that interact. But to really look at some of that post evaluations, I'd say today we're focused on now, how do we take real time information to make actionable decisions in this year?
Yes.
You know, when you're in the farming business, they say, as the primary decision maker on a farm, you only have 30 to 35 crops. So you can't wait for 10 years of research, right? So how do we move it to real time, in time, and actionable that year? And I think as we move forward to then, how do we get much more predictive? Because the predictive case will really help us lower that risk, drive that efficiencies, and grow that operation capability. And I guess I'd say in conclusion, Mitch, that as a cooperative, the key thing that we really are trying to do is help those growers – maintain that sustainable practices that they've been doing for years, begin to better measure those to capture the opportunities that are emerging. And at the end of the day, how do we enable that family farm operation to transition to the next generation of farmers? And it was really cool to see the state of Indiana just recognize 56 farms that had, 23 of them, I believe, had 150 years Incredible. In the same family.
Incredible.
What a story of sustainability.
Yes. So, and I think that's so important, Phil, as we talk about sustainability. We often talk about environmental, which is critical, but sustainability is also profitability. You have to be able to sustain the business.
Absolutely. And in doing that, they've been able to farm that same piece.
Yes.
In a regenerative, recyclable way for 150 years. It's amazing. Profitably to be able to transition that. And that's what we at the cooperative really want to walk alongside, utilize our professionals in the field to then enable our growers to have the success.
It's an incredible story. He is Phil Brewer, Chief Strategy Officer at CoAlliance. Phil, thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for tuning into Ag Bioscience. You can get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can access our entire library and give us a review. Don't forget, you can always learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier, saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovus Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Mitch Frazier. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all Ag Bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovusindiana.com.